It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's unrivaled. Alex Carey, Scott Mitchell. Dave McCann walks out of the studio. We appreciate Dave. And KSL 5 News at 10 o'clock, you can see him, Deanie Wimmer, calling the shots there on the old television, Scott. So, yeah, I was a little. I was glad that Zach Wilson won. An award.
So, do you have to be Polynesian to win that award?
Or? I think that you have to have some sort of ancestry, and his dad. And I guess his dad has Hawaiian ancestry. So there you go. So I'm just. I'm not going to question it. His Zach middle Wilson. Name is Capono. You know. So you know.
You know what my middle name is.
No! I know this. This is a trick question for the audience listening in. William Scott Mitchell.
Oh.
There you go.
So, go by my middle name.
Yeah, you're one of those guys. Nah, I didn't like my first name. I'm going to go with this one, Mom and Dad.
Yeah, since
was
I had...
Was it the rebellious teen in you that was
no,
like,
I didn't
stop
want...
calling me William, I'm Scotty.
No, actually, I didn't want to do that. I had to just for the sake of, so I wasn't confused.
Did anybody call you Bill?
I had grandpas on both sides, and great grandpas on both sides, who were all Williams.
Oh yeah,
my dad was a William.
Yeah,
and so was I. So, and Scott has nothing. It's just a name.
No, it is. But now it's. Now you
I think
go
I'm
going to
go by Bill.
You can't go back to Bill now. No.
No, I'm going to.
And Bill Mitchell, they go who? You go. You know, I played Bill. Quarterback at University of Utah. I hold the record for passing yards and touchdowns at University of Utah.
It's like Billy Mitchell.
That sounds like you were – well, I guess it's about right, though. I'm like, you know, if you were the mid-1980s Scott Mitchell at the University of Utah, you could have been Billy Mitchell all day.
All that my sounds teammates like, at the Lions, that's what they called me, Billy Mitchell.
Billy Mitchell sounds like you would have had a handlebar mustache and you were pitching middle relief for the Cleveland Indians.
How about Willie or William or Will?
No.
William.
Billy Mitchell. He's William. Up. Billy Mitchell's warming
Welcome
up in the bullpen.
KSL's unrivaled with William Mitchell.
No, no. If we're gonna do that, it's got to be Billy Mitchell. Alex Carey, Billy Mitchell. It sounds like you've
that's not bad.
Yeah, I think it's you know what, unilateral decision, Scott. You're on the next contract you sign with KSL. It's Billy Mitchell.
Billy Mitchell.
Boom. We're moving on with the program here. I wanted to bring something up here, and that is. Last hour, we talked a lot about college football. I'm worried about college football, Scott. I'm worried about the health of college
football. I am, too.
And Alabama winning by, 30 points last night and putting it on a really good Ohio State team that we thought was a really good Ohio State team is weird because, you know, on the one hand, you tip your cap to Alabama. On the other hand, you go, I guess we missed. I guess we swung and missed when it came to picking teams that were going to be decent games in the college football playoff. Or was the disparity just so big this year? COVID was too tough to overcome in a year like this where you look and you say, what are you going to do this year? And the answer was Alabama's going to be 13-0. They will be challenged by no one their whole season. And it's not because they didn't play a decent schedule. They played their usual tough schedule in the SEC, but they are just going to walk into a national championship, and they're going to win by 4 touchdowns over Ohio State, who, by the way, plays half of the games that they do during the season. So I'm concerned about football because even before this year, throw COVID out, and I think COVID is going to make that disparity even bigger now, because you're going to look and say, you're going to see teams and programs that are going to have a hard time recovering. I think teams like Penn State, I think teams that are Michigan. Michigan is not going to be good for a while. It's not just because of Jim Harbaugh. It's because you're seeing something that happened here this year, which was teams going, we can't make this happen. BYU, which we have not talked about, it has this massive shortfall when it comes to money inside these departments. And it's not just going to affect football. It's going to affect sports all across the board. And I wonder what it's going to look like when things start to come up, when media, when the TV rights are end up being renewed over the next few years here. It makes a difference. If the Pac-12 is not any good, if the football here out west is not as good as it could be, you're going to have a really hard time convincing America to turn on the TV. We already, even when people are stuck at home, Scott, some of the lowest ratings in the history of college football,
Alex,
all year long.
That what you have to you have to look at this year and just throw it out. You just have to. You can't judge the health and vitality of college football based on this year. Yeah, there was a significant financial hit. A lot of people furloughed, a lot of programs. You know, it was challenging. It was very difficult. But the one thing that's still there, and that's not going away, and that is that football is a very popular sport. It's still very, very popular.
Yes.
So you have that. In the corner. Now, is it smart to look at this and say, can we do better in the future? And maybe the future is a consolidation of football. And maybe it is going to an expanded playoff. But you have to remember that all of this is driven by viewership. And I think even viewership changes. And I think the NFL is even recognizing that with, you know, Sean Payton getting slimed on Nickelodeon. Really, I mean, it's going to take going.
That's very hit and miss. It's very hit and miss. Some people were not pleased at all.
Well, because it's a change. It's something new. But they've got to look at what that looks like and how streaming services are. Because I'm just telling you, a lot of people, I don't have cable television. Everything I do is streamed.
Same, absolutely.
And I like it. But I want to watch my football and those sports, and so I'll have a service that provides that for me. I'm not going to miss out on that. I think what's happening is there's a change, and I think if people are smart enough and they'll realize the change is better for everyone if more people are involved in the party. It really is not. I watched the national championship game because it was kind of when we're doing our show. But I guarantee you a lot of people just go, yeah, whatever, Alabama's going to win it again, and they won it again, and it wasn't even close, and that's not good for college football. It's just not.
Right.
So people need to figure out how to make it more competitive, more entertaining, and a lot bigger of a pie, an audience that will engage in the sport, and I think it's there. I think it's possible. I think one of the things you realized was when these football programs couldn't play, the impact it had on so many other sports in these colleges and what that impact looked like, and especially these programs that are non-Power 5 programs or some of the Group of 5 or even some of the Power 5 schools. If we can't generate that revenue through football, it's going to affect our entire sports division. So they've got to figure out, and they've already acknowledged that you know, being able to have that income is going to help these teams. And so they'll figure a way just to make football relevant so that kind of everyone exists in the swimming pool of college athletics.
I just wonder, too, when you look at programs like when you look at USC, when you look at Oregon, and you look at Washington, those have been like the most recent, either they're the winners of the Pac-12 or they're the ones who are always talked about in the West. That's certainly USC's deal, and I wonder if you know, I think your Utahs and your Colorados look and they go, hey man, we're taking advantage of the fact that these teams are kind of down. USC's not struggling with Clay Helton or whatever, but the reality is that I think that it's better for USC to be as good as possible. Make them that top of the make Oregon great again and USC great again, and then Utah ends up having to get back up to that level as well. And Kyle Whittingham answers the call. Anytime that happens, anytime Washington is really, really, really good, Utah shows up and goes, hey, man, we're going to give you a fight. And they do it. And so I want the best version of those teams back again. I want three
or four teams.
The SEC's
not that good, Alex.
It's very top-heavy. It's very top-heavy.
But Alabama makes it better.
Yeah, well, look, the ACC's really not that great at all, but Clemson has been the winner of the national championship two out of the last 4 years.
Start talking about teams like North Carolina,
right,
even Virginia, and they get some recognition where you go, they're not really that good, you know, but having an elite program in your conference
definitely makes
a difference.
And so if you have a couple, then people go, hey, now. And then if you have a third or a fourth, then you're talking about actually being in that conversation again. Let's take the break here. When we come back, we got more to go. Jeremiah Jensen from KSL 5 Television is going to join us next. Old JJ.
Old JJ.
He made a mistake last night, and that was, we got to talk more about this another time. And we said, oh. And then he said, and we got to talk about the Jazz tomorrow night. And they won by 30 tonight. So JJ's going to show up, kind of break these things down for us. It's all next right here on KSL's Unrivaled KSL News.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.